WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 62 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at MSELEV.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man was killed in a crash on the freeway in North Bryan yesterday afternoon. Police report the victim, 62-year-old Michael Gene Richards, was driving a pickup northbound when the vehicle left the roadway for an unknown reason and struck a concrete support beam on the Woodville Road Bridge. The freeway was closed for 2 hours following the crash. Groundbreaking will take place soon on the largest project approved by College Station School District voters last year. That's after the school board at last week's meeting approved a construction contract for the district's third middle school.
On bid day, it was slightly over budget. It was about $1.9 million over. But on a large scope project like this, that's not grossly out of whack.
Facilities Director John Hall was asked if the architecture and the finish of the new middle school is consistent with the district's two other middle schools.
I would say it's more consistent with College Station Middle School, A&M Consolidated Middle School. It wouldn't be quite as consistent with that one. The final finish out, I would say it is.
Hall says negotiations after the bid opening brought the maximum construction price to $43.5 million. Adding the rest of the expenses, that put the total project cost at the estimate of almost $51.4 million. Construction equipment is expected to be on site as early as next week on land located north of Greens Prairie Trail between Welburn and Reuter Roads. The expansions of four more Bryan School District campuses approved by voters in a bond issue 2 years ago were approved at the last school board meeting. A local contractor, Dudley Construction, was awarded nearly $12 million of work. Nearly $9 million is going into Rayburn and Long, which are being turned into fifth and sixth grade campuses, and Mitchell Elementary. That's over budget by $300,000. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the additional money is to replace aging air conditioning systems.
I feel it's in the district's best interest to go ahead and incur now, because we're going to have to do it very shortly anyway. And while it's in the middle of a construction project, we think we get better bang for the buck.
Dudley also received a nearly $3 million contract to expand the Rudder High cafeteria, and the board approved a design contract for what is expected to be a $500,000 conversion of an existing building for the grounds department. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization has started community meetings about proposed highways to be built through the year 2050.
We want people to keep in mind that if they see a dashed line, that means that the roadway alignment could vary as much as a mile in any direction. So again, it's not set in stone. It's just a generalized idea of where we think it will go.
The MPO's Dan Rudd showed a map at last week's Brazos County Commission meeting that includes two loops around the Twin Cities. One would be a six-lane highway that already includes Harvey Mitchell Parkway to the west and William D. Fitch to the south. An outer loop is proposed to be a freeway that includes Highway 47. The next community meeting is November 14th in Northgate at St. Mary's Catholic Church. A copy of the map is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 62 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Touchdown. These may be the sounds we've all been waiting all year to hear. But that sound, now that's music to my ears. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet,
football season means tailgate season. So fire up the grill and get ready to save on Chevy's best-selling pickups all season long.
Like a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition with $11,700 in total savings. Or save $13,700 with Conquest. With nearly 200 trucks and SUVs to choose from and the most competitive internet pricing around. Whether you're mastering the barbecue or getting a great deal on your new Chevy, when it comes to football season at Tom Light Chevrolet,
it's good.
Business off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
46,820 MSRP, less factory rebates, and Chevy bonus tag, plus 2,000 rebate for Conquest vehicle owners with approved credit, TT and L Extra. Expires 10/31/16. See dealer for details.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure keeps sunshine in the forecast over the next couple of days as it continues to sit off to our east over the Gulf Coast. We're partly to mostly sunny and 80 to 85 later today. Overnight, partly cloudy. Lows will be 60 to 65. Tomorrow, clouds and sunshine with a high of 85. Clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Thursday, there'll be more in the way of sunshine. Highs on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Also, game times have been announced for the weekend of November 5th. I'll let you know when the Aggs will be taking on Mississippi State. In A&M soccer, Haley Pounds and Grace Piper earned some SEC weekly accolades. And in the NFL, Brock Osweiler fell to his former team as the Broncos bested the Texans last night on Monday Night Football. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, I guess we've all been in that situation where we're in our vehicle, we're going to a drive-in or drive-through, be it a foodatorium or, I guess, a laundry place or a bank, and there's a person standing there. I mean, and you know. By the way, which reminds me, they're gone now, but on Texas Avenue, for a time, there was a pawn shop that had a drive-in window.
Really?
Had a drive-thru.
Interesting.
Actually, it's a funeral home now.
Okay.
It's right over there by Reed Fields on Texas Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was actually years ago, that was Lampo's Grocery, but anyhow, it kind of morphed into a...
Was it usable? Was it a usable drive-thru at the pawn shop?
It was, as a matter of fact. What happened, it was Lampo's Grocery, and then they, of course, became the franchisees of Pizza Hut at that time, and so they built a Pizza Hut right next door, okay? Thus, the drive-in window got there. Well, they moved to Pizza Hut, I think, when the Lampo sold that, and it became, for a time, a pawn shop. And I actually know the guy who owned it, and because we had great good fun thinking about how do you pass the 17-inch television through the drive-through window.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. It reminds me of on Southwest Parkway and, what is it, that other road there.
Okay, that other road near Southwest Parkway.
Southwest Parkway and not Dartmouth.
Okay.
You know which.
But
yes, it is Dartmouth.
Sure.
Anyway, right over there by that Shell station, there's a laundratorium there that has a drive-through,
yeah,
but you can't use it because they've blocked it off because it's from when a former business was there.
Exactly.
But that's what that reminds me of with that pawn
but
shop.
But actually, what he told me was they would do transactions through that. You know, if you came to make your payment or whatever,
that's convenient.
Do that, but you couldn't really pick up, you know, stuff and take it through there.
Yeah.
Now, they do on Pawn Stars, they do have I think a walk-up window kind of thing at night with bulletproof glass.
Yeah, bars on the window.
And then they'll let you into the store if they need to. But all that to just say, we've all been in that situation where there's somebody doing that. So a guy tried to walk through the drive-through window at the fast food restaurant in Utah, when the restaurant staff told him they didn't serve pedestrians at the window, he did, of course, what you would expect. He beat on the glass, stepped away, and made a phone call and called police to make a bomb threat to the restaurant.
Oh, of course.
Which is exactly what you'd want to do when they wouldn't let you order through the window.
Right.
Sure.
Well, police were called. He did get attention. Not the attention he wanted, but he did get attention.
Did he get his tacos? That's my question.
Probably not.
No.
Info?
Mason.
He's probably in a place that has a fairly limited menu, in fact, at this time. So he.
I'm going to guess you're right on that one.
Yeah. Now. Again, just relax a little bit. The other thing is we don't know what time it happened. Because I'm going to guess it was probably after, I don't know, 1 in the morning maybe?
Yeah, because if the inside was closed to force him to go through the drive-thru.
Yep.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4, for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
Santa's Wonderland tickets are on sale now with two ways to save. Introducing Santa's Season Pass. Pay one time for unlimited admission, a souvenir mug, and a 10% discount throughout the park. Or purchase Super Saver tickets for discounted admission on select nights. Santa's Wonderland will open daily November 11th through New Year's Day. Buy early to save big on your family's Texas Christmas experience. Only a limited number of season passes will be sold. Go to santas-wonderland.com and have a Merry Texas Christmas, y'all.
Good morning, it's 6:15. The Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW, October the 25th, day 299. 67 of them to go. I don't know if it's because it's Halloween coming up, but today is Sourest Day.
Sourest.
Sourest Day. Huh. So, you know, are you one of those people who likes that sour stuff? Sourest Day is established to celebrate all sour things in the world. While our sour attitudes are included in this, really sour foods have got to be one of our favorite things. So, I mean, just think about that. Actually, oranges are considered a sour fruit.
Really?
In part because of the high vitamin C content. And, of course, that's one of the things that people like. Limes, a bit more sour on the sour chart. Okay. But they could be used in a great variety of drinks, and they're very refreshing, and it even works on tacos. The mainstay in our summertime drinks and hot tea, of course, would be lemons.
Uh-huh.
So that's the source of it as well. And of course, there's sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
And there's buttermilk. And who can forget delicious sauerkraut? Nothing like talking sauerkraut at 6:17 in the morning.
Yum. Love some kraut.
Okay, yeah. Under the right circumstances and probably the right time of day.
Oh, yeah. On a fine Reuben at noon. Yeah.
See, when I wake up this early, I eat the most random things for breakfast.
Now, wait. Are we about to hear a major confession here? have we done sauerkraut at early in the morning?
No, we have not done sauerkraut.
All right. Okay.
But there's been some leftovers of spaghetti and meatballs.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Well, if that's what your world is, then you do kind of change around and do that. Yeah. That's for sure.
I'm Italian, so leftover spaghetti and meatballs for breakfast, that's pretty normal for me.
Well, see, and here we go. Today is also World Pasta Day.
Hey.
So
I thought we just celebrated pasta.
Well, you know, we may have.
It might have been a national pasta day. Now today's World Pasta Day.
You can't have enough pasta days.
You're right.
Let's be honest.
Pasta, the National Pasta Association and pasta manufacturers sponsor these events and activities on World Pasta Day. Mm. Pile your plate with a big old dish of pasta. So there.
All right.
And that was really smart when Pizza Hut did that because there was one more thing that they could make a whole bunch of money on besides pizza.
Oh, yeah.
There's a great profit margin in that. It's Notorious Killer Doll Day.
Huh?
Okay.
Chucky. Oh, it's Chucky Day. That's it. Oh, well, there. That's kind of a creepy
I'll celebrate
thing.
Pasta Day.
That's much better. All right, we got some birthdays there.
We got some birthdays. Sierra is 31. She's a singer.
Sierra.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Chelsea knows Sierra. Speaking of singers, Katy Perry, 32 today.
Nice.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Josh Henderson is 35. He plays John Ross Ewing on TNT's Dallas, the new one. Craig Robinson, he's one of my favorites. He's 45. He was Daryl on The Office.
Okay.
If you remember him. He's been in a lot of movies and stuff.
You know, I went to see him. We were on vacation, and we went to the comedy club in Palm Beach. He was terrible.
Really?
Oh, he's just nasty. Just not... You know, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, go ahead.
He should have stuck with, playing some funny songs or something. Well, he can do that.
And he played
a
few songs. I mean, he has a little keyboard that he came out and did. But it was 45 minutes that I probably would like to get
just
back.
Too much,
Just saying. Anyway.
Hall of Fame pitcher Pedro Martinez is 45.
Oh,
pretty
Pedro.
Cool. Yeah. Adam Goldberg's 46. He was Mike Newhouse in Dazed and Confused. He's been in lots of stuff. Yeah, Beautiful Mind. He was on Friends. A lot of stuff.
Sure.
Shelley Wright is 46, country singer.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Smith is 55. He's the Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer, and he looks exactly like Will Ferrell. He really does, too. They even had a drum off on, I think it was one of the Jimmy's shows.
That's good fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good fun.
And they dressed up like each other and were pretending to be the other one. It's very funny. You should look it up. It's very, very funny. Nancy Cartwright is 59. That one's for Clip Howard because she's the voice of Bart Simpson.
Sure enough.
Glenn Tipton is 69, Judas Priest guitarist.
Right.
Taffy Danoff, 72, from the Starland Vocal Band. Afternoon
really?
Delight.
Really? You know? Really? We're going back to the Starlight, whatever.
It's on there. It's on there.
And when was that song? Like 35 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, about right.
Greatest hit of all time, you know?
It. Mm-hmm. Right.
John Anderson from Yes is 72 today. James Carville, also 72. And to me, he really adds credence to the theory that there are reptilian people in our government.
Man, he has wrinkles that go all the way to the back of his head.
Yeah, he does.
And he's bald headed, so you get to see him.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Helen Reddy is 75. Uh-huh. She did I Am Woman.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Knight is 76. I had to say that one or else he'd come yell at me.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Or throw a chair at you, something like that.
And Marion Ross is 88. Mrs. C. Hey, Mrs. C.
Oh, from Happy Days. Good. There you are, 620.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, Treasurer.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Donald Trump, he's taken a lot of heat from both the mainstream media, many politicians, ever since he said he feared the 2016 presidential election could be rigged. Well, now, according to LifeZet, Trump has yet another reason to be concerned about the integrity of the election. A voting machine company with deep ties to George Soros, you know, the billionaire that supports Hillary, open borders and Black Lives Matter, among other things, well, they'll be operating voting machines in 16 states in this upcoming election. Let's see, battleground states like Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Virginia, other jurisdictions affected, California, D.C., Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin. Donald Trump, your supporters, I'd argue you have every right to be concerned.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters, and when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with four times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
Well, if you're a business owner, you may well be on your way to work. Sometimes that is what happens. When you own your own business, you need to be in charge of a whole lot of details, and you need to find a way to make sure your bottom line is effective. Well, Suddenlink understands that. Suddenlink has over 100,000 business customers within their network, and you can join that group that saves money, and they have an efficient system that can be expanded as your business grows. Now, their phone system, obviously, we've been talking about that for a long, long time. That's one of the first things that Suddenlink did to enhance business, is give you an opportunity to keep the equipment that you already own, to keep the phone number that you might have already, and then to expand that equipment as you need to. But if you'll recall, a couple of years ago, it became Gig City here in Bryan College Station, thanks to Suddenlink, and they've got that for you. The bandwidth expanding all the way up to 1 gig if that's what you need for your business. Call Chad Cowan. Let him put a plan together for you. 595-2413. Right now you can get 75 meg downloads, 10 meg uploads for $124.95 a month. 595-2413 or go to suddenlink.com business.com.
Did you know that yesterday was the 76th anniversary of the 40-hour work week? That's right. The law that requires companies to pay overtime after 40 hours went into effect October 24th, 1940. But did you also know that wasn't always the idea? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. The general work week, as we know it, is typically 40 hours long, taking place Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. But apparently, the guy who wrote the law originally wanted it to be a 30-hour work week. Instead of 8-hour days, it would have been 6 hours, and then you'd get overtime. The bill passed the Senate in 1932, but got rejected by the House of Representatives, partly because business owners said they couldn't afford it. Speaking of a 30-hour work week, Amazon actually started testing one this year, and employees who do it make 25% less. Now, they still get full benefits, but I'm not sure the pay cut is worth getting off an hour earlier. Some people may not agree. In fact, a study this year found that people over 40 work best when they have a 3-day work week and only work 25 hours a week. But before you get too excited and start running to the boss, the same study also found that not working at all is worse for your well-being than working 40 hours a week. So, while you may begrudgingly be headed into the office this morning, just remember, working is good for you. It's science. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. AT&T's proposed $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner has already run into resistance. Industry rivals and politicians contend the combination of AT&T's millions of customers and Time Warner's stable of TV networks and programming would limit competition and hurt consumers. The deal certainly will face a lot of regulatory scrutiny. A Florida man who was pulled over for speeding last year and arrested when an officer mistook frosting from a donut for methamphetamine is now suing the maker of a roadside drug testing kit, which turned in a false positive for drugs and resulted in his arrest. The man spent 10 hours in jail and is now suing because his mugshot is permanently on the internet. Crude oil futures are nearly flat in pre-market trading amid doubts over OPEC's proposed output cut after Iraq signaled it wants to be excluded from the pact. That's Your Money Now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Good morning, it's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. High today about 85. It'll be sunny, maybe some fog that'll form up a little bit later on before sunrise. We'll see. Then tonight, 64 will be our low. Keep those temperatures going on really all the way through the weekend, it looks like. And even if we peek on into Sunday, keeping it about the same. So that'll mean high temperatures probably in the middle 80s and low temperatures in the middle 60s. Right now, we have calm winds, fair skies, and it's 62.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. AggielandHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
In any marriage or relationship, it would seem that fighting is a bad thing. But maybe not. Not if you do it right. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Conventional wisdom says that in a marriage or relationship, the less conflict, the better.
I'm telling you, it's totally false, because I believe conflict is the price that we pay for intimacy.
Psychologist Greg Smalley, author of the book Fight Your Way to a Better Marriage.
I think the worst advice that we can ever give a couple is, hey, you know, when you're hurt and you're frustrated, you need to sit down and sort of figure out how to talk this thing through. Worst advice, because it doesn't work. I've never met a couple who can, when they're all mad or hurt, they can't hear, they can't understand, they're shut down.
Greg believes that when emotions are running high, what you really need to do is get away from the situation for a while.
When you're angry, see, your heart is closed. You are not capable of listening, understanding. And that's why I say, tell your spouse, you know what, I want to listen, but no, I can't right now. I'm going to go away for a moment, and then I'm going to come back when I'm really willing and able to hear you.
Whether it's for 5 minutes or an hour, Greg says it's a very effective strategy to walk away and then come back.
I'm responsible for me, and I'm not willing to continue a conversation with my wife when I'm shut down, because nothing on earth will go right.
Visit our website to download the 5 best shows in 5 topic categories at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has approved contracts for 2 more parts of a bond issue that was approved by voters 2 years ago. Nearly $9 million will be spent at Mitchell Elementary and what will become intermediate schools at Long and Rayburn. The board agreed to spend $300,000 over budget in order to replace aging air conditioning systems, as recommended by their construction manager, Jeff Windsor.
When you replace a chiller and go to a higher efficiency chiller, then you're saving energy dollars, which utilities are our second highest expenditure behind salaries in the school district.
The contract also includes adding classrooms at all 3 locations. The board also approved another $3 million to expand the cafeteria at Rudder High School and a design contract for what is hoped to be a $500,000 conversion of an existing building to house the district's grounds department.
We've seen some of the Houston markets, some of the Dallas markets kind of slow up a little bit. This place is going crazy.
The board awarded the nearly $12 million in construction contracts to a local contractor, Dudley Construction. Next week, construction equipment is expected to be moved to the site of the College Station School District's 3rd middle school. That's after the school board last week approved a $43.5 million construction contract. Facilities Director John Hall says negotiations followed last month's bid opening that reduced the cost by $1.9 million.
Took us a little work, a couple of weeks to fine-tune, tighten down the screws on the budget and see where we had a little scope overlap and things like that. And we were able to land it within budget.
Hall was asked how the finish and the architecture compares with College Station's new Pecan Trail Intermediate School.
We're not going with any really high-dollar fancy interior finishes or anything. So the carpet and the finishes and the flooring and the painted surfaces, that'll all be comparable.
Adding the rest of the expenses, the total cost of College Station's 3rd middle school is on budget at almost $51.4 million. It's located near the Pecan Trail and Greens Prairie Elementaries, north of Greens Prairie Trail between Reuter and Welburn Roads. Northbound traffic on the freeway in North Bryan was closed for 2 hours yesterday afternoon following a crash that took the life of a Bryan man. Police report a pickup driven by 62-year-old Michael Gene Richards left the roadway and struck a concrete support beam on the Woodville Road Bridge. Why the truck left the freeway is not known. What might highways in and around Bryan College Station look like in the year 2050 is the subject of a study being done by the local Metropolitan Planning Organization.
It's not set in stone. It's just a generalized idea of where we think it will go. And we hope that the public will examine the map with an eye towards how the roadway network will best serve them.
The MPO's Dan Rudd showed a map at last week's Brazos County Commission meeting that is part of a public review process that also involves the county engineer.
Once the MPO adopts it according to legislation that Alan Munger found, it is possible for the Brazos County Commissioners Court to adopt the same map and then be able to ask for right-of-way be set aside during the development process.
The proposed map includes an outer loop freeway that uses the existing Highway 47 and an inner loop six-lane highway that includes the existing William D. Fitch Parkway to the south and Harvey Mitchell Parkway to the west. 2 of 10 community meetings have been held. The remainder are spread out from November 14th through next March. A copy of the map is online at WTAW.com. There's a new hurdle that needs to be cleared before epilepsy patients can take advantage of the state's new law legalizing CBD oil. That's the state considering a 21,000% hike in the application fee for businesses to sell the product.
The original license application fee for a CBD dispensing organization was set back in December 2015 at $6,000. The Department of Public Safety has since raised that fee up to $1.3 million.
The costs are much higher than they expected because they've created this unreasonably restrictive market in that there are only a few patients who would have access to the medicine.
Heather Fazio of the Marijuana Policy Project says there's still enough time for the state legislature to get things right.
We have a lot of opportunity to spread the compassion and make this program more inclusive.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The DPS is trying to justify a request for more border security funding by showing high-profile arrests, but a new study out this week shows that speeders and child support evaders were lumped into that category. Senator Carlos Uresti, who sits on the board security committee, says that's misleading.
I know the legislature doesn't want to be fooled by categorizing these type of arrests as high threat. High threat, I think, for most of us would mean sexual assault cases, murders, human trafficking.
He says there is universal agreement that the border must be secured, but there needs to be better data before the legislature spends more taxpayer dollars. College Station Medical Center has announced a new chief executive officer. America Farrell has been here on an interim basis since late August, where she was CEO in San Angelo. Her more than 30 years of leadership roles in healthcare include stops in Tomball, Victoria, Arkansas, and as a consultant. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 62 degrees. The text line is open at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
I'm Andrew Nelson, and I'd like to serve as your next mayor of Bryan. I've lived in the Brazos Valley most of my life. I have almost 3 decades of private sector business experience and 6 years serving on city committees, including the Bryan Business Council and Comprehensive Planning. I've volunteered and supported many charitable causes in our community, including Brazos Valley Cares, which raises money in support of local veterans. I'm a fair, independent thinker. I'm Andrew Nelson, running for mayor, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Hi, this is Mandy O'Quinn Berlin inviting you to Still Creek Ranch Fall Fundraiser. Join us November 3rd at Brazos County Expo and enjoy dinner served by Still Creek Kiddos, play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, hear testimonies of current and past residents, and enjoy a live auction. When we look at our students, we are encouraged and hopeful for America's future. These children are strong, courageous, and determined. Join us in celebrating and investing in the lives of these world changers. Reserve tickets and sponsor tables at stillcreekranch.org/fall fundraiser.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure remains over the Gulf Coast this morning. It'll produce lots of sunshine for the area. Our temperature's up to 80 to 85 today. The high will continue to sit east of our area overnight. We're partly cloudy, lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, another partly sunny day, warm, temperatures close to 85. Tomorrow night, a few clouds here and there, lows 60 to 65. And we're going to be mostly sunny and very close to 85 degrees during Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from QB Trevor Knight in your Aggie football report. In A&M soccer, junior Haley Pounds and freshman Grace Piper added some SEC honors to their resumes. In the NFL, the Texans fell to QB Brock Osweiler's former team, the Denver Broncos. And the World Series begins tonight, pitting the Chicago Cubs against the Cleveland Indians. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. Early voting started yesterday, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, and you know, don't trust Google, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I didn't get a chance to vote yesterday.
All right. Why is that Google's fault?
Because I went to Google to check out where my voting locations were, you know, and the better place to go is BrazosVotes.org, I believe is the name
yes.
of the website.
It is. Mm-hmm.
But I just checked it out on Google, and Google gave me three locations, the one over there on Graham, the one on South Texas,
right,
and then one way out on Elmo Whedon.
Okay.
Well, I live kind of off Highway 30 there, so I figured that one was closest to me.
Okay.
So I went driving out there, and it took me to the middle of nowhere where there was no polling place. There
You're
was
sure?
no, yeah, oh yeah, okay. I'm definitely sure.
Wasn't like those cases of Dos Equis. They might have been in the middle of a pasture, and you didn't know about
it. Yeah, I mean, if it was, they made no effort to let anybody. There was a trailer park out there, and that's actually where I turned around, cursing, you know, completely. And I just, you know, I realized this is not where I'm supposed to be.
No.
So,
all right, well, you can go to the MSC, you can go to the utility. The utility training center's right up the road here.
I know. That's where I should have gone, and that's where I'm going to go today.
That's usually where I go, Arena Hall, which is out on Tabor Road. Of course, downtown if you want to do that. And then the Galilee Baptist Church, which is on Logan Street in Bryan. So those are the places where you can go vote early. Not like Christine Rowe was going to call me this morning, but if she wants to and tell us what the numbers were, that'd be okay.
Hey,
yeah.
That'd be interesting.
It appears that at least the Austin American Statesman saying that on the first day of early voting, Williamson, Bastrop, and Hayes counties all reported having record-breaking numbers of people showing up. Harris County Clerk's Office said about 53,000 people had voted at 4:30 yesterday afternoon, which surpassed the 47,000 that they had in the 2012 presidential election. So there you go. That's going on. So
I guess the good news is people haven't just given up.
No,
they are voting,
and that's I think that's a good thing. It's interesting because the America's News this morning, First News this morning, had a story from the Wall Street Journal about the idea of companies giving their workers the day off.
Yeah, to go vote.
Square, the payment provider, the little white things that people use to swipe cards on the top of their phones and stuff. Mm-hmm. Thrillist, a media group and online mattress retailer, Casper Sleep Incorporated, among employers giving workers the day off to vote. Now, it says here, every so often lawmakers propose making Election Day a federal holiday in hopes of nudging more voters to the polls. See, I don't believe that. Mm. They don't want more people voting. Because more people vote, the more surprises happen.
True. Yeah.
Politicians don't like surprises. They just want to keep their job forever mm-hmm. and make sure that you understand that if you'll just shut up and pay your taxes, they don't need to hear anything else out of you. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, and I can see giving somebody a three-hour lunch, for instance, to be able
right.
to do that.
That's what I was
right.
thinking. Maybe
or
some
a half day.
Yeah,
eating.
Some time off. And the whole day, really?
But there's still work that needs to be done in most businesses. And
true.
So as a result, and again, you can't force people to go and vote. And it's just, that's fine.
Here's my question. Can you keep them from voting, though? Like, can you say, I can't let you leave or else you're going to lose your job?
Yeah, well, no, you can't. There's probably a law against that. But, Borch used to say there are too many people who are too stupid to vote anyway.
Yeah.
But, it's only he would be able to say.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see. Oh, we do have a little audio collage of Texans voting.
It's our civic duty to do it, especially as Latinos. I think it's extremely important that we come out and vote as soon as possible so that our votes get recorded.
Okay. I don't think voting as soon as possible matters. It's not like, I didn't get around to counting your vote, but that's fine. I appreciate her thought. I was listening to a little bit of Joe Pags yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he's something. He really is. If you haven't listened to him,
I love Joe Pags.
He is.
Yeah.
He's great. But he was talking to a guy who is had been an election official, I think, in Illinois, and he was saying that they'd gotten to the point now where, as they call it, downstate, which is below Chicago in Illinois, they don't announce their vote totals in those cities until Chicago does, because there was the contention that no matter what the numbers were down south, Chicago would come in and, quote, change the numbers with their vote totals. So I'm going, yeah, okay, fine, yeah, and that's okay. That's what people are going to say. So the president of the United States, that's Barack Hussein Obama,
mm-hmm.
was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and
he read some mean tweets.
Yeah, I got one of those here.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! @RealDonaldTrump. Well, @RealDonaldTrump. At least I will go down as a president.
Yeah. So there.
I heard the one that compared him to Sharknado.
Oh, I didn't know.
He is the ego. President Barack Obama is the Sharknado of presidents. And then it had some reasons why, but it was pretty funny.
Well, again, so you can vote early if you want to, and it's out there. And I think even coming up, we've got a Saturday when you can vote. So, I mean, if you want to vote, and we really wish you would.
Yeah.
Be a good thing, then do that. The deal is, I don't know how long the ballot is, and that's the other thing that you have to remember is we have a lot of local races that are not divided by political party. So remember that those city council races are down at the end of the ballot. Mm. And again, we've had longer ballots, but be sure and do that. And the other thing is, I think they had discussed that there were some voter discrepancies when it came to being able to vote a straight ticket, and that was here in Brazos County. So I think they look into that. But it's like anything else. Even if you come in and you vote a straight ticket, you still need to go through and confirm that your choices have been put together properly.
Yep.
So we'll see. Anyway, so you know where to vote. You know how to vote. So go vote.
Howdy, this is Roy Hickman, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the Chamber for our annual fall job fair to be held on Wednesday, November the 2nd from 12 noon until 4 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Booths for Chamber members are $200. Other employers are welcome at $250. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge and will also have an opportunity for their resumes to be reviewed by a professional. The Chamber's annual fall job fair, November the 2nd at the Brazos Center from noon to 4 p.m. Call 260-5200 for booth information or with any questions.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 29th, it's fuel tank regulations and compliance. Learn about containment, labeling, placarding, and how to deal with a spill this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you polled 100 gardeners, what part of their landscape do you think they'd report as getting the least amount of their time and effort? It's an area almost all of us have, and yet very few of us put it to good use. It's the space between houses, that shrinking little boundary between properties. It's 10 or 20 feet wide, it's 100 feet long, and that's 1,000 square feet or more of valuable ground that's probably just going to waste. We're going to explore some opportunities right after this important message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. If you have a narrow space between your house and your neighbor, as we so often do in urban landscaping, you need to plan a shared garden. If both you and your neighbor enjoy gardening, the in-between space is ideal. Whether it's flowers, vegetables, or herbs, it gives you the chance to combine your efforts and share your rewards. You can buy one rototiller between the two of you, and each of you can grow your favorite crops. It's a great place to teach kids about gardening, and it's a good way to meet neighbors and make friends. That's a grand idea. If you have a side entry to your home or garage, then the space between houses becomes much more important. You're actually going to be walking there. You may have a rear entry garage, and if so, you'll want some manner of sidewalk or path from the drive to the door. Consider interlocking concrete pavers, hard-fired paving bricks, or flagstone. Each is a durable hard surface, and each is an easy do-it-yourself project. Set the walk out from the building so you create a small planting bed, and then fill it with your favorite flowers or herbs. You'll love the aromas as you brush against them, but stay with small plants, plants that stay small at maturity. How about a breakfast nook or patio garden off the master bedroom? If you have access from either of those two important parts of your home, consider building a small retreat where you can go to get away from the phone and your email. You can erect whatever arbor or covering it takes to gain privacy, and then build yourself a little place of retreat. Put in a spa or add a small wrought iron bistro table for coffee while you access your computer or do whatever it is you do to get away from it all. Hang baskets and wall plants and surround yourself with handsome patio pots. At the other extreme, if you're looking for a utilitarian place to store things, this in-between area may be the ticket for that as well. If you have a space that's hidden from sight, consider some type of a structure to house the mower, and the trimmer, and the portable grill. Be sure it all meets code and constructed out of quality materials that won't become an eyesore later. Screen it off with tall shrubs or a short run of fence, but keep it accessible. If you need shade, let's assume the area faces west. Let's figure you'd like to plant a tree for the shade. It'll need to get up and over the house. Otherwise, it'll crowd in on things too much. I'm Neil Sperry. Less labor in your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, the Aggs take on New Mexico State this Saturday, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Fighting Texas Aggie football saw its undefeated season broken up on Saturday, following the top-ranked Alabama 33-14. Quarterback Trevor Knight called it a tough pill to swallow, but says his team isn't rolling over.
That's just our identity. Hopefully by now, kind of the country is starting to realize that we just play for each other, and we keep battling and battling and battling. And when adversity comes, you know, we look our brothers in the eyes and we say, let's go do this. I threw a pick there early on, and then we came back and had a big touchdown drive shortly after that. And that's just kind of the identity of our team. And so hopefully, you know, that was the message after the game. You know, this is a tough one to swallow, obviously, when you're having a season like we were having. But that's the number one team in the country, and we've got a lot of football left to play, and we're hoping to only get better from here.
Trevor and the guys will be back home this Saturday when they host New Mexico State. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. at Kyle Field. Now, in sticking with Aggie football, strong safety Justin Evans has been named a semifinalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, given annually to the top defensive back in college football. Evans ranks second on the team in tackles with 52 and leads the Aggies with 4 interceptions, which is tied for the lead in the SEC and tied for number 3 in FBS. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. And don't forget to catch the Sumlin Show tonight at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other news in A&M football, the game time's been announced for when the Aggs visit Mississippi State with a kickoff scheduled at 11 a.m. Pregame will be at 10, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, Texas coach Charlie Strong admits the Longhorns haven't been playing well, with Texas losing to Kansas State Saturday. Strong is clearly on the hot seat to make progress, with Longhorns AD Mike Perrin already saying he'll evaluate everything at season's end. Strong says the team can and will play better, but must continue to develop. In Texas A&M soccer, two players were honored by the Southeastern Conference yesterday, as Haley Pounds was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week and Gracie Piper was tabbed the SEC Freshman of the Week following the Aggs' win over Kentucky and number 11 Auburn. Texas A&M wraps up the regular season Thursday as the Aggies travel to Starkville for a 7 p.m. contest against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Pre-game will be at 6:45, and you can also catch that game on the Zone. In the NFL,
big win for the Broncos, no question about that. They see their record increase to 5-2. They are tied with the Raiders for the first spot in the AFC West. Kansas City is 4-2, and San Diego with two straight wins, one of those against the Broncos, now 3-4. Simeon will take a snap and a knee, and it is over here in Denver.
The Denver Broncos gave Brock Osweiler a rough welcome home with a 27-9 victory over Osweiler and his new team, the Houston Texans, last night. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien on the loss.
Anytime you're coming up with field goals on every single drive, that's probably not the right recipe. You need to come away with touchdowns, and you know, we weren't able to do that. So I think against a team like Denver, you're going to have to score touchdowns in the red area. We weren't able to do that.
Osweiler was 22 of 41 on the night with just 131 yards and no touchdowns. The Texans are 4-3 and one game ahead of Indianapolis and Tennessee in the AFC South. In Miami, former Houston Texans running back Arian Foster has announced he's retiring from the NFL midway through what has been an injury-plagued season in Miami. The four-time Pro Bowler tried to come back from a torn Achilles tendon, but has also been slowed by other injuries. Elsewhere in the NFL, Bears quarterback Jay Cutler is set to return Monday against the Vikings. Cutler's been out of action since suffering a sprained thumb on September 19th. Backup Brian Hoyer broke his left arm in Chicago's 26-10 loss to Green Bay last Thursday, leaving the Bears at 1-6. In Major League Baseball, it'll be Cubs pitcher John Lester against Indians ace Corey Kluber in Game 1 of the World Series tonight in Cleveland. Lester is 2-0 in 3 starts during this postseason, with wins over the Giants and Dodgers in the NL playoffs. Kluber has made 3 postseason starts for the Indians this year, going 2-1 with 20 strikeouts in 18 1/3 innings. And the NBA's regular season opens tonight with the Golden State Warriors hosting San Antonio among 3 games. The Warriors and TNT will begin the season with a tribute to Craig Sager as he battles leukemia, unveiling a special T-shirt inspired by the suit Sager wore while receiving the Jimmy Valvano Award at this year's ESPY Awards. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, my name is Linda Harvell, and I'm running for the College Station City Council Place 3, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, the Texas Trading Post, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I'll work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and our quality of life. Please vote Linda Harvell, College Station City Council Place 3. To learn more about me, please go to votelinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction.
And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
I'm Celia Goode Haddock of University Title in College Station, and it's crucial we elect Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols as our next mayor. I have created jobs right here in College Station, and I understand, much like John, how important it is to keep our economy strong. John is an accomplished economist, has called College Station his home for over 40 years, and is best prepared to serve as our mayor. Join me in voting for John Nichols as our next mayor.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign. Steve Beachy, Treasurer.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at E9.